我们首先
This coming week is the Jewish feast of Passover.
马上来的这一周呢是犹太人的逾越节。
It's one of the main feasts on the Jewish calendar. Every Jew hopes that sometime in their life they can celebrate Passover in Jerusalem.
逾越节在犹太人的这个他们的文化里面是一个非常重要的节日。每一个犹太人都希望他们一生里面至少有一次可以在耶路撒冷庆祝逾越节。
To the Jewish community, Passover feast is a time of celebration of the time of Egypt just before the Exodus.
那对于这个犹太人的这个社区来说呢，逾越节是他们要庆祝他们出埃及之前的这样一个庆祝。
Over and over again, the Pharaoh and the Egyptians were told to obey the Lord and let the Israelites leave Egypt, but they refused, and there was great animosity between the Egyptians and the children of Israel.
那这时候呢，就是大家可能记得，就法老还有这个犹太人，是埃及人，他们一次又一次的被告知，他们需要这个顺服神，让这个以色列离开埃及，他们却一次又一次的这样的拒绝了。最后他们就是得到审判，他们的这个长子都被杀了。
The tenth and final judgment for their disobedience was the deaths of their firstborn children.
那我们翻译看这一句，就是最后的一个实在的最后一个灾，就是他们的长子都被杀了。
Now before this judgment, God told the Israelites to put blood on their door frames and that the angel of death would pass over all who did this.
那在这个实在最后一灾这个审判之前呢，神有告诉以色列人，让他们把血涂在这个门框上面，这样子呢，这个死亡的天使就会越过他们的家。
Now this sounds like an easy request, but remember that by painting the blood on your door, you're telling everybody that you're one of them.
那这个大家听起来可能是一个蛮容易做的事情，但是大家想一下，如果说当你把这个牲畜的血涂在这个自己家的前门上面的时候，你等于就是跟所有人在宣告说你就是他们其中的一员。
Every person who painted their door with blood made themselves a target of their neighbors. And what if you misunderstood God? What if the judgments were finished and there was no judgment to come?
当你在自家的门上面涂了这个血之后呢，那基本上你就成为了你邻居的这个目标。那如果说你真的是误会了神的这个意图的时候呢，那怎么办呢？如果后面没有进一步的这个审判会怎么办呢
？Your door is marked. You will be targeted. There will be a cultural risk for you to declare your allegiance to a God. But if you didn't, you might lose your firstborn child.
所以，当你在这个门上涂上那个标记的时候，你就成为了邻居的这个目标。那这时候真的是在文化上面有这样的风险，去宣告说你要真的是忠于我们的神。但是如果你不这样做的话呢，那你的长子有可能被杀。
But they did hear correctly, and the judgment did come against those who were rebellious against God.
那但是犹太人当时的的确确的很清楚地听到了神的话，那而且呢，那些没有听神的话的人呢，的确也得到了这个审判。
To this day, the Jews celebrate this deliverance by the living God in the form of the Passover feast. Today, just as it was in the day of Jesus, people travel from all over the world and they come into Jerusalem to celebrate this fantastic feast.
一直到今天，犹太人都用这个逾越节的这个节日来庆祝当时的神给他们的这个救赎。那就像在今天一样的犹太人会聚集在一起去庆祝这个逾越节。
It was at the feast of the Passover that the priests made the annual sacrifice for the sin of the nation of Israel.
那在这个逾越节上的时候呢，这个犹太人的祭司就会为以色列国去做一个每年一度的这个赎罪祭。
Now, I'm not going to go into that ritual, but understand that it was during the Passover that God gave his own son for us, making him who knew no sin to be sin that we might become the righteousness of God.
哦，今天就没有打算说跟大家去一起去详细的去研究这个逾越节的仪式，但是我想啊，让我们都明白，就是是神是就是在这个逾越节的这个期间，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Christians all over the world will celebrate the holy sacrifice this next weekend, and we know that as Good Friday.
那全世界的基督徒都在这个啊。都在庆祝这个神圣的这个啊献祭。那我们也知道说下来的下一个主日啊就是耶稣的受难日。
On the third day after that painful trial, scourging and crucifixion unto death, Christ was raised from the dead.
那在耶稣他承受了痛苦的审判，还有啊鞭笞，还有被钉十字架之后的第三天，我们的耶稣基督从死里复活。
And this resurrection proved to us that the sacrifice for our sins was accepted by God, and that there is redemption by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. We know this day of resurrection as Easter, but that's next Sunday.
那耶稣的复活向我们证明了神他接受了耶稣为我们的罪所做的牺牲，而且呢，只要我们相信基督，里面就有救赎。那我们就知道说，我们也知道这一天我们纪念他是复活节，但是那是下个主日。
Today, a week before the annual observance of the resurrection, is the day that we call Palm Sunday.
那今天这个主日就是在这个复活节前的一个主日呢，我们把它称之为这个圣枝主日或者棕榈主日。
It gets its name from the events recorded in Matthew 21. And as Jesus and his disciples came into Jerusalem, Jesus sent a couple of disciples ahead to obtain a donkey colt.
那这个棕榈主日的名字来源于啊马太福音的21章里面记载的这个事情，就是当耶稣和他的门徒来到耶路撒冷的时候，耶稣派了几个门徒去买了一匹驴驹。
The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on.
门徒就照耶稣所吩咐的去行。牵了驴和驴驹来，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。
This is to fulfill the prophecy in the Old Testament book of Zechariah, Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion! Shout, daughter Jerusalem! See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, on the foal of a donkey.
那这是为了实现旧约中撒迦利亚书中的所说的预言。九章九节，西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看啊，你的王来到这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Now, when the Romans returned from a successful battle, they ride in on these mighty stallions, getting praised and adored by their citizens. Here, we see the King of all creation riding in.To Jerusalem on a donkey's colt.
在当时，当罗马人如果他们打赢了一场，打了胜仗，回来的时候呢，凯旋回来的时候，他们一般会骑在那种高大的战马上面，然后呢，会接受这个公民的赞扬还有崇拜。在这里，我们看见呢，耶稣这个万物之王，他是骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road.
众人多半把衣服铺在路上，还有人砍下树枝来铺在路上。
Now the book of John identifies these branches as palm branches or palm fronds. People are laying down their clothes in palm branches like a poor man's red carpet. They are welcoming the Messiah of God as the best they can.
那约翰福音里面呢，就告诉我们这些树枝其实是棕榈树枝或者棕榈叶，所以当时这些穷人啊。他们把他衣服放在路上，把棕榈枝也放在路上。他们这个就对于他们来说，等于说就是在给耶稣在铺这个红地毯。这是穷人尽了他们最大的努力，在欢迎他们所期待的弥赛亚。
And notice it was a very large crowd. Part of the reason for this is the fact that this is the Passover celebration. Visitors and pilgrims have come into town for the festival. But I also think that God saw fit to bring people into town because to worship the Son of God because he is worthy to receive that worship.
大家有注意到，就是当时有很多的人，有一大群人。那部分的原因是因为他们是来这里庆祝这个逾越节的。啊，有非常多的这个人，朝圣的人都来这个城里面参加这个逾越节的庆祝。当然，我认为呢，上帝也是认为在那时候是时候要让人们去啊敬拜耶稣。所以呢，因为这时候他认为时间已经到了。
The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna to the in the highest heavens!"
那前行后随的众人喊着说：“何撒那归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何撒那。”
Hosanna means to save, but it also means success, and the crowd is wishing great and immediate success.To the Son of David, that is Jesus of Nazareth.
那何撒那的意思呢？它本身是拯救的意思，那也有这个成功的意思。那当时呢，这个人群呢，他们在庆祝啊，大卫的之子，也就是拿撒人耶稣。他们在期望着耶稣会给他们带来巨大的成功。
Now the prophecies say that the Messiah will return and set up his eternal kingdom, and in so doing, he will overthrow the Romans.And end their rule over the promised land. And so they are worshiping Jesus the Messiah and shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
那他们因为犹太也知道有预言有说过弥赛亚将会回来在这个要建立他永恒的王国。但是呢他们认为呢弥赛亚这样做就会带领他们去推翻罗马人而且呢结束罗马人对这个应许之地的统治。因此他们把耶稣呢当作弥赛亚来崇拜。就喊着说啊，奉主的名来的是应当称颂的。
This is Jesus' time. So many times Jesus healed somebody, told them not to tell anyone, for his time had not yet come. He questioned his mother about the turning of water to wine, because it was not yet his time. But now is the time.
那大家看到，这时候就是耶稣就知道说，这时候是是时候了，是让。人们去崇拜他的时候了大家有没有记得耶稣做了很多的神迹比如说但是他行这神迹的时候告诉他们说不要告诉人因为我的时候还没到还记得吗 他把水变成酒他告诉他的母亲不要告诉任何的人那现在他认为时候到了他做了很多的治愈他认为时候到了
After all the miracles that Jesus had performed After all the healings that Jesus has done And after all the lives were changedBecause of him, now is finally the time when Jesus is worshipped as he should be. People are publicly and loudly worshiping him.
所以在耶稣行了这个诸多的神迹之后，而且呢，他也行了很多的这个医治，改变了很多人的生命之后，那他认为时间，他知道时间已经到了，现在可以让人们呢可以公开的去来崇拜他。
Even so, not everybody knew who Jesus was.Look at the next couple of verses. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, Who is this? The crowds answered, This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
那即使是这样子，其实并不是所有人都知道或认识耶稣。大家可以看一下下面经文就会知道了。经文说，耶稣既进了耶路撒冷，何城都惊动了，说这是谁？众人说，这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
It didn't matter that they didn't know who he was. The whole city was stirred. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road and cut palm branches to welcome this man. Whatever the crowd did, they did. And that brings me to one of the most astonishing things in all of Scripture.
并不是每个人都知道都认识主基督耶稣但这个不是并不重要因为当时整个城都被扰动了是吧大家看到人人群呢，把他们的衣服铺在路上，砍下棕榈枝铺在路上去迎接耶稣。那当时他们就做了所有这一切。
In a couple of days, Jesus will be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. He will be arrested by the Romans and interviewed by Pilate, who were brought by Pilate before the crowd, along with a rebel named Barabbas. And according to Mark 15:7, Barabbas was one of the several insurrectionists who committed murder in the insurrection. We would today regard that man, Barabbas, like something like a revolutionary terrorist.
但是大家再看一下下面经文，就是这样子，过了几天之后，就是仅仅的几天，然后呢，耶稣就会被犹大出卖，他会被罗马人所逮捕，而且呢，他会受这个比拉多的审讯，比拉多会把他还有一个名叫巴拉巴的反叛者啊，带到这个犹太面前，让他们挑要放哪一个人。大家也还记不记得，巴拉巴其实是当时是和作乱的人一同捆绑，他们作乱的时候曾杀过人。所以按我们今天所说的呢，巴拉巴其实是一个恐怖分子，杀过人的恐怖分子。
I'm sorry. Pilate will ask the crowd who should be released, for it's the annual custom to release one prisoner. The choice today.Is either son of God or a rebel and a murderer.
那这时候呢，比拉多问这个犹太人，他们应该释放谁？因为按照这个他们的这个习俗，每年他们可以放一个犯人。这时候犹太人的选择是要不就放了这个上帝的儿子，或者放了这个所谓的恐怖分子杀人犯。
But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed.Which of the two do you want me to release to you? Asked the governor. Barabbas, they answered. Well, what should I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah? Pilate asked, and they all answered, Crucify him.
祭司长和长老挑唆众人求释放巴拉巴，除灭耶稣。巡抚对众人说，这两个人你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？他们说巴拉巴。比拉多说，这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？他们都说把他钉十字架。
The book of Mark records Pilate's puzzlement. Why? What crime has he committed? But they will shout all the louder, "Crucify him!"
那马可福音里面记载了当时比拉多的他的困惑。比拉多说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”他们便极力的喊着说：“把他钉十字架。”
The behavior and the attitude of the crowd is a mystery, is it not?A couple of days earlier, they were proclaiming that Jesus was Messiah. Then, they chose to put Jesus to death and save a murderer. Only a couple days. What happened?
所以这一群人当时他们的行为和态度真的是一个谜，大家觉得不是吗？因为呢，就在几天前，他们宣告耶稣是弥赛亚，就过了几天，他们就要决定说要把耶稣钉十字架，而呢，用他来放另外一个杀人犯。仅仅几天，这是怎么回事？
The clue as to what happened is in the verses that we read. We'll take a look again in Matthew 21:10 through 11. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
过去我们再看一下，重新再看马太福音的经文我们估计就会找到这样一些线索耶稣既进了耶路撒冷。合成都惊动了，说这是谁？众人说这是加利利拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
As Jesus was riding into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, a very large crowd gathered, and they were laying their cloaks and their palm branches. They were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
当耶稣骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷的时候呢，有一大群人把他们的衣服还有这个棕榈叶、棕榈枝铺在地上迎接他。喊道：“奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。”
However, many people didn't know Jesus. Maybe they heard him speak once or twice. Maybe they saw a miracle or two, or maybe they only recognized his name. The majority of the crowd knew about Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus.
其实这里很多的人，他们并不认识耶稣。或许他们可能听耶稣讲道讲过一两次。或者看过他行的神迹那么一两次，他们或者是说知道耶稣的名字，他们大多数人是知道耶稣这个人，但是他们并不认识耶稣。
Then a few days later, this same crowd shout to have Jesus crucified. Why? What happened? Matthew 27:20 tells us the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed.
那仅仅过了几天，这群人就喊着高喊着说要把耶稣钉在十字架上。 那是怎么回事呢？我们再看一下经文，祭司长和长老挑唆众人，求释放巴拉巴，除灭耶稣。
When you don't know Jesus, the best you can do is go by what others are saying about Jesus.
当你不认识耶稣的时候呢，那估计你能做的最好的事情就是去听别人对耶稣的评价。
The people at the beginning of the week heard good things about Jesus, so they thought good things about Jesus. Oh, this is the Messiah. Cool. Hosanna.
所以在 这一周，这个主日这一周开始的时候，这些人群他听到了很多人说耶稣的好的事、好的事情、好的消息，所以他们认为耶稣就是好的，他们就觉得这个很棒，所以他就叫说太好了，就高喊着何塞纳。
At the end of the week, they heard bad things about Jesus, and so they believed bad things about Jesus. Well, they're the experts, so give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus.
但是到了周末的时候，他们又听到了一些关于耶稣的不好的事情，他们就说，那好，那帮人都是专家，我们就听他们说吧，那就是 把那个巴拉巴释放给我们，然后把耶稣要钉在十字架上。
These people did not have any personal relationship with Jesus. They didn't walk with him, they didn't talk with him, they didn't get to know him. They only heard what other people said about him.
那这些人其实他们都和耶稣没有任何的私人的建立起私人的关系，他们没和耶稣一起服侍，也没有和他交通，也他们根本就不了解、不知道不认识耶稣基督。他们对耶稣的这个认知，完全都是听别人说的。
Now this brings me to ask the question: What about you? What about me? Do we know Jesus, or do we just know about Jesus?
这时候我们就可以问我们自己一个问题，是吧？我们每一个人到底怎么样了？我们自己怎么样？我们是仅仅是知道耶稣基督呢，还是认识耶稣基督？
Now one could still go to church for many, many years and still not know Jesus. One could be raised in a Christian family and not know Jesus. You can get a doctorate of divinity from a university and give an in-depth talk on the doctrine of eschatology. And while you may know a lot about the Bible and Jesus, you still may not know Jesus.
那一个人可能很多年一直在坚持去教会，但是他可以还是不认识耶稣。一个人也可以是说在一个基督家庭里面长大，可以不认识耶稣基督。那一个人也可以去这个神学院去获得这个神学的博士，但是也可以说做很详细的讲解这个救赎论还有末世论，但是这个人还是可以说只是对圣经很了解，但是还是一样可以不认识耶稣基督。
The chief priests and the elders, oh, they knew the scriptures, and they knew about Jesus, but they didn't know Jesus.
这是祭司长还有当时那些长老，其实他们对圣经都非常的了解，他们也知道耶稣基督，但是他们并不认识耶稣。
So what's the difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus? The answer is everything.
那只是如果是只是知道耶稣基督和认识耶稣基督，这里有什么区别呢？这个区别非常的大。
First, let's consider Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me.
马太福音的7:21-23，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我父天意、我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，并有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”我就明明地告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
Now this says that there are some who think they're saved, but are not.And that should cause every one of us to consider our own condition. How do we know which side we are on?
那这里说明了，就有些人认为自己是得救了，其实事实并非如此。这时候，让我们每个人都要考虑一下我们自己每个人的情况，我们得知道说我们到底是站在哪一边。
The answer is in part of this verse that used to puzzle me, where God says, "I never knew you." I mean, God created each one of us. How can He not know us?
那答案也是在这个经文里面，也是让我很多年一直很困惑的一个经文。神说，耶稣说，我从来不认识你。我当时在想说，怎么可能呢？因为上帝创造了我们每一个人，他怎么可能不认识我们呢？
But that's not what knew or to know means in verse 23 here. When Jesus says, I never knew you, the Greek word used here is the same word that's used in the Greek version of the Old Testament where it says God says that Adam knew his wife. It's an intimate knowledge that only occurs after marriage.
但是这里经文里面所讲的知道其实不是我们普通说的知道，因为呢，这里使用的这个希腊语的这个单词呢，这个知道这个单词其实和旧约里面所说的上帝说亚当认识他的妻子，这时候所用的这词是一模一样的。这个词在希腊语里面讲的是，其实是只有在结婚之后才能有的这种很亲密的关系。
The Bible likens our relationship with God to be like a marriage relationship. He proposes.We respond, and there really are two answers: I do or I do not.
圣经里面，他把我们与上帝的关系比作这个婚姻的关系。他好比说，他提出建议，他要求婚。我们的建议，我们的回应只有两个答案，就是我愿意，我不愿意。
Should you not say I do, then it does not matter if you go to church, or Bible studies, or do all the right things. Jesus will eventually say to you.I never knew you.
如果你的答案是不是说我愿意的话，也就是说我不愿意的话呢，你再去教堂怎么样，再多做更多的研究，其实都没有用。耶稣最终只会对你说，我从来不认识你。
On the other hand, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified.And it's with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
罗马书十章九节，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
Notice that salvation requires both an outward profession and an inward profession. If you truly believe in your heart, well, then you must profess outwardly.And no matter what you profess outwardly, you must also believe in your heart. This is receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
大家有没有看到，这个我们所获得的救赎呢，其实是需要我们在外在的承认，但是也要在内在的这个承认。如果你真的相信自己，心里面真的是承认的话呢，那你在外面的表现上面也需要表现出来。不管你在外面怎么说，你心里必须要承认。这个就是接受主基督耶稣作为救主所意味的。
Believing in Jesus saves you.
那相信主基督耶稣会改变你。
It changes you.
也可以改变你的生命。
On October 2005, the country of Pakistan experienced a 7.6 magnitude earthquake and more than 86,000 people lost their lives.As is often the case, the first responders were Christian church, and as relief supplies poured in, so did thousands of copies of God's word.
2005年的十月呢，巴基斯坦发生了这个7.6级的地震，当时有86,000多人呢，他们丧失了生命。那当然了，当时最快做出反应的是全球的这个基督教会。而随着这个救援物资的这个不断的这个运到巴基斯坦呢。那成千上万份的这个上帝神的话语，就是圣经呢，也一起随着这个救援物资提供给了这个巴勒斯坦的这些受灾的民众。
A village cleric received a copy of the truth, and he asked the Christian doing the distribution to help him understand Jesus, as he somehow knew he just needed to know more about Jesus. Well, with the Christian's help, the cleric prayed to receive Christ.And then took his New Testament home, and his entire family was led to Christ.
在其中一个乡村里面呢，当时那里的一位牧师，他就收到了一本圣经。那这时候呢，他请求呢这个送给他圣经的这位基督徒呢，帮助他理解耶稣，因为他就觉得他必须要开始了解圣经。在这个基督徒的帮助下呢，他接受了耶稣基督，然后呢，他把圣经带回家，他带领全家。都相信了耶稣。
Now, you can only imagine how furious and upset the villagers were when they found out that their spiritual leader had abandoned Islam for Christianity. They refused to even allow his family water from the village well, in effect condemning the family to death.
那大家可以想象到，当时村民发现了他们这位属灵的领袖呢，居然放弃了伊斯兰教，信奉了耶稣教，他们当时有多么的沮丧，而且多么的这个愤怒。他们拒绝呢，让这个乡村牧师这一家人呢，去村里面的井里面去取水。那这个实际上就等于说给他们判处了死刑，因为没有水他们就活不下去。
In desperation, while calling out to God, the cleric began to dig a well in his house with his bare hands, and eventually he found water.
那当然，这个牧师这一家人当时是非常的绝望的，但是他们在向这个神在呼求。他们开始在自家的后院里面徒手开始这个挖井，最终他们找到了水源。
2 weeks later, the village water supply dried up. Where do you think the villagers went for water? The former clerk didn't deny anybody water. He provided to them and allowed as long as they allowed him to share about the living water.You see, now his entire village has become a Christian.
两周之后呢，村里这口井呢就干枯了，没有水了。大家可以猜一猜，当时村民要去哪里去寻找水源？大家可以猜到，就是来到了这位前牧师的家里，因为他们家后院他挖出了水源。而这位村里的前牧师呢，他并没有拒绝任何人来他们家要取水，但是他有个条件，就是必须要允许他。继续的和这个村民分享这个活水，到了最后，他整个村庄都成为了一个耶稣基督，就是相信耶稣的村庄。
Before receiving Jesus, you can only imagine that the clerk probably would have responded the same way as the rest of his village, but meeting Jesus changed his life.
大家可以想象，如果这位以前的这个伊斯兰教的这个牧师，如果他没有接受主基督耶稣，他会怎么样做？估计他就会基本上就会报复村民，对不对？会拒绝他们来他们家取水。但是正因为他接受了主基督耶稣，他的生命得到了改变。
Jesus tells us to love one another. And then he tells us that if you love me, you will obey my commands.
因为耶稣
Go ahead.
因为耶稣告诉他们说要彼此相爱，而且说你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
This new believer in Pakistan followed what God said to do, and as a result, not only was his life changed, his family's life changed, but the entire village was changed.
所以这位在巴基斯坦的这个新的信徒，因为他接受了主基督耶稣，不光光是他自己的生命得到了改变，他整个家庭的生命得到了改变，而且他整条村庄的这个村民的生命都得到了改变。
When we accept the gift of God in Christ Jesus our Lord,Our lives begin to change.
那当我们在耶稣基督里面接受上帝所赐给我们的恩典的时候，我们的生命就会得到改变。
Secondly, we need to develop a relationship with Jesus. That means communicating with him.
那第二点呢，我们需要建立与耶稣基督的关系，这意味着我们要和他有交通。
Now, think of a marriage where you got a husband and wife, and there's no communication between the two.While they are not communicating, are they getting to know each other any better? They are not.
大家可以想象，就是好比一段婚姻，如果在这婚姻里面，妻子和丈夫其实不做任何沟通的话，他们的关系会不会变得更好呢？他们的关系肯定不会变得更好。
Through communication, we get to know God, not just about God. Communication goes both ways. We pray, He responds. He talks to us, we respond.For those who have a relationship with God, according to the Bible, our spirit communicates with God's Holy Spirit.
我们借着和神的这个交通呢，我们就和神去建立关系。我们不光光可以了解神，而且呢，因为这个交通是双向的，就我们祷告，神会回应；那神和我们说话，我们也会回应。我们就和神建立起这个关系，在属灵上建立这个交通。
However, as it is written. What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things that God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, for who knows a person's thought except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God.
如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with spirit-taught words.
十二节经文，我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们所知道神开恩赐给我们的事，并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
God's Spirit communicates with our spirit. We begin to understand things that we never understood before. We begin to have priorities that we never had before. We begin to see God moving and understand how God wants us to move.
那神的灵与我们的灵沟通，与我们的交通，我们开始可以理解了我们以前没有办法理解的事情。我们就慢慢开始会有一些我们以前从来没有想过的优先的事项。我们开始看见呢，神他要怎么样做事情。也开始慢慢的去了解，开始理解神想要我们做什么。
Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. They know, and they follow me. If you don't know Jesus, you won't know His voice."
耶稣有跟我们说过，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。如果我们不认识耶稣的话，我们是不会知道他的声音的。
I will tell you that when I pray, I expect God to answer.He said He would, and He does. This isn't about me, it's about the God who loves to relate with His people. Relationships are personal.
我可以告诉大家，当我祷告的时候呢，我是期待的神给我的祷告有回应的，因为他说过他会回应，而且他会一定会回应。所以这不是说我想要什么的问题，而是关于神他给我们的应许，因为他喜欢和人交通。因为呢，这个人和神的关系是非常非常私人的关系。
Thirdly, you will experience peace when you know Jesus.
那第三点呢，当你认识耶稣的时候呢，你就会经历到平安。
Before His crucifixion, Jesus told His followers, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
那在耶稣被钉十字架之前呢，他告诉了他的门徒，他这样说：我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
He is about to be betrayed by Judas Iscariot, taken captive by Roman's guard, go through a bogus trial, get scourged and beaten and crucified. Who talks about giving peace in such circumstances? Jesus does.
大家想一下，耶稣当时他即将要被这个加略人犹大呢要出卖，而且呢他罗马兵丁马上要把他抓去，而且他要经历一场虚假的这个审判，要被鞭打、被殴打，最后要被钉在十字架上。在这种情况下，谁还会说这个平安的事情呢？耶稣就在这时候跟他门徒说平安。
But he goes even farther, two chapters later, where he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
而且呢，他进一步跟门徒说，我将这事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
On his way to the cross, Jesus declares, I have overcome the world. I have told you these things so that you will believe when they happen.
因为耶稣他正要步向这个他要被所钉的这个十字架了，这时候他跟门徒说，我已经战胜了世界，而且这会给你们平安。
Has anybody noticed trouble in this world? I have. Perhaps you're experiencing deep trouble in this world right now.
大家有没有注意到这个世上充满了苦难？我是看见了很多，可能是你这时候会真的是在经历一些很困难的事情。
Put your faith in Jesus.
所以请大家真的是要相信依靠主基督耶稣。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意料的平安必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
This peace comes from knowing Jesus. The world could be a whirlwind around you, and yet the peace that you have peace because of the victory of Jesus. It has been said, I do not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. You see, this gives us security and an indescribable peace.
那这种平安是来自于对耶稣的这个认识。那这个世界呢，有可能像旋风一样的围绕着你不断在旋转，但是就是因为耶稣战胜了这个世界，我们获得了平安。所以呢，有一句俗话是这样说：我不知道未来会怎么样，但我知道谁掌控着未来。就是因为这样子，因为耶稣基督的胜利，他给了我们平安，这是一种我们没有办法形容的平安。
Even in the middle of trouble, we can have peace. Why? Because Jesus has overcome the world. In the youth group, we have talked about a time when Jesus told his disciples to cross over to the other side of the lake. So they got into their boat and they headed across the lake. And suddenly a bad storm came upon them. They became afraid for their lives. Where was Jesus? He was asleep in the stern. They woke him up and they said, don't you care if we drown?
那即使我们在苦难里面，其实我们也是可以靠着耶稣，因为他已经战胜了世界，我们还是可以获得平安。在这个青少年这个团契里面呢，我们讨论了耶稣。当时有这个事情，就耶稣告诉他门徒要到湖的另外一边去，结果他们就很快就上了船，然后呢穿过了湖面。这时候一场暴风就在湖里面起来了，这个船呢被打得差不多要翻掉了。这时候门徒开始担心他们的生命了，他们在找耶稣，他们说我们要丧命了，你不顾吗？
He got up, he rebuked the wind, and he said to the waves, quiet, be still. And then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, why? Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
经文这样说，耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就静止，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”
Now Jesus is right there in the storm. He was in the boat with them. He had it handled all along. Do you think that their faith got stronger after he miraculously calmed everything down? I do. Listen, read the later accounts of the disciples and how they lived their lives, and you will see a peace in their lives even when crazy things happen.
当时耶稣就是跟门徒在一起，就在这场风暴里面，他其实一直是掌控着这个风暴的。当这门徒看见了这个耶稣所行的奇迹之后呢，看他奇迹般的这个平静了风，平静了浪之后呢，大家有没有觉得说这个神迹可以让信徒们的这个信仰更加坚定呢？我认为会的，因为呢，我们看一下门徒们后面的所描述的事情，就知道说他们从这里得到了平安。
This peace is available to us if we know Jesus, not just know about Jesus.
这个平安只有当我们真正的认识了耶稣之后，我们才会得到。如果我们只是仅仅的去了解了、知道了耶稣的话，我们是得不到这种平安的。
And all of this leads to contentment.
那这一切呢，都会给我们带来这个满足。
While in prison and jail, the Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians. Did he complain about being unfairly imprisoned? No. Paul wrote, I am not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. This comes from knowing Jesus.
那在保罗他被监禁的期间呢，他给腓立比人写了一封信的，他在信里面并没有说在抱怨他被不公平的给监禁起来了，他在经文这样写道：我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Have any of you ever been done wrong and not been made right?
那大家有没有经历过说有人真的是对你做了错的事，没有就是而且没有去补偿
？It's happened to me for sure.
我当然是经历过这样的事情。
And it's probably happened to you, but knowing Jesus changes how we approach this too. You see, in our flesh, we want eye for an eye, payback, and revenge. But we are changed by God when we put our faith in Him.
那有可能这也发生在你的身上。但是呢，如果我们认识了主基督耶稣之后呢，我们就可以改变我们处理这种事情的方式。因为一般在我们的血气里面，我们一般都会是说，那我们就以牙还牙，以眼还眼就好了。但是当我们相信了主基督耶稣，我们认识了主基督耶稣后，我们处理这种事情的方式就会被神所改变。
We know that our crime against God was worse than whatever anyone has done to us. And we know that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were his enemies. We have been forgiven by God himself for all that we've done. And this gives us the power to forgive any who have hurt us and done us wrong.
那我们知道，我们其实对神所犯下的罪行，比任何其他人对我们所做错的事情都要严重。我们也知道说，当我们还是罪人的时候，当我们还是耶稣的敌人的时候，耶稣为我们的死，那我们所做的这一切都得到了神的这个宽恕，所以这给了我们这个能力去宽恕那些伤害过我们的人。
Do you remember the time when Jesus was eating at the home of a Pharisee and a woman who had lived a sinful life showed up and started washing Jesus' feet with her hair? The Pharisees became indignant.
大家还记得耶稣在一个法利赛人家吃饭的时候呢，那有一个女人，因为她一辈子过了都是有罪的生命，这时候她开始用头发给耶稣洗脚，这时候这个法利赛人就变得非常的生气。
Then Jesus compared her treatment of him with the Pharisees' treatment of him. He concluded by telling Simon the Pharisee, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown, but whoever has been forgiven, little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. The other guests began to say among themselves, who is this that can even forgive sins? So Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
然后耶稣就把这个女人怎么样对她的方式和法利人怎么样对待她的方式进行了比较，然后最后他告诉了这个法利赛人，他说，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是就对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。这时候那帮法利赛人都说，这什么人可以赦免人的罪？然后耶稣对那个妇人说，你的罪，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧。
There's that word again, peace.
所以这里又大家要看到的这个词平安。
We are loved by God, and we begin to love others differently.
那我们因为是得到了神的爱，所以我们就可以用不一样的方式去爱别人。
We are forgiven by God, and we begin to forgive others differently.
因为我们得到了神的赦免，所以我们就可以开始用不同的方式去宽恕别人。
Even this morning, we said together the Lord's Prayer, and forgive us also as we've been forgiven.
每一个主日就是今天我们还
Or we have forgiven. Excuse me, let me say I quote that wrong. And forgive us even as we have forgiven. I'm sorry.
我们每一个主日我们都会读这个经，我们刚才也读过，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
When we know Jesus, our entire life changes. Our priorities change, our values change, and we love Him.
当我们认识主基督耶稣的时候，我们这个整个生命就会得到改变。那我们的优先的，我们的优先级也会发生改变，我们的价值观也会发生改变。我们爱主基督耶稣。
Do you know Jesus?
那你认识主基督耶稣吗
？Or do you just know about Jesus?
还是你只是仅仅知道他
？If you've never prayed to receive Jesus today, Palm Sunday is a good day to do so. This is the day when the crowd publicly declared Jesus as Messiah, and you can too.
那如果说你从未的祷告去接受过主基督耶稣的话，今天是一个真是很好的日子，因为今天是众女的主日，这是一个人们公开的崇拜主基督耶稣的日子。
Or perhaps you've been going through the motions of living a Christian life, but you've not really been attentive to your relationship with Jesus. Perhaps Jesus has been talking with you today, and now it's your time, your turn to respond.
那或者说呢，你这一辈子都过着一个基督徒的生活，但是没有真正的关注过你和耶稣的关系的时候呢，可能今天神就给了你这样一个信息，可能神一直跟你说话，你是时候你要开始回应了。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, your word is powerful.
借着天父，你的话语都是充满了大能。
The whole intent that you gave us the Bible is that lives would be changed.
你的经文告诉我们说，只要我们相信你，我们的生命就会得到改变。
And we know that it's your will that our own lives would be changed.
我们也知道是你的旨意来改变我们的生命。
Father, we have not done well in your eyes.
天父，我们知道我们在你的眼里，我们真的是不够好。
We have sinned. We've departed from your ways. We have done selfish things. We have thought selfish thoughts. We've had selfish ambitions.
我们真的是，我们经常远离你的话语，我们做很自私的事情，做神你所不喜悦的事情。
But you, Lord, want to change us.
但是神，你却仍然想要改变我们。
You want to forgive us.
我们知道你想赦免我们。
So Father, we acknowledge to you our own lives.
天父，我们真的是在生命里面，我们要接受你。
We acknowledge that we're sinners. We acknowledge that you, dear God, have saved us.
我们承认，我们生命中我们都一直在犯罪，我们也承认，你是我们生命的救主。
If only we believe what you've told us.
愿你帮助我们，让我们真的是相信你告诉我们所有的东西。
So Father, I ask today.That you would forgive us and call us into a closer relationship with you.
天父，今天我们求你真的是帮助我们，让我们建立起和你的关系。
And our response, dear God, is to nurture that relationship as much as we can on our side.
愿我们的回应是说，我们求神你帮助我们去建立起这个神的关系。
But we know that our works mean nothing to our salvation, but you have done everything.
那我们知道，我们的话语真的是和你给我们的救恩没法相比。
We worship you, Jesus.
我们敬拜主基督耶稣。
Thank you for all that you've done in our lives.
感谢你在我们生命给我们做的所有的一切。
Jesus' name.
奉主基督耶稣的名。
If you have put your faith in Jesus, how do you get to know Jesus better?
那如果说我们真的是相信了主基督耶稣的话，你们怎么样可以去更好的认识主基督耶稣
？Communicate with him.
那就是和他交通。
Commit yourself to reading his love letter to you, the Bible. Spend time poring over it, looking to get to know the author of the book.
要花更多的时间去读耶稣基督给我们的这份写给我们的情书，就是圣经。去了解他想要我们做的事情。
When you pray, expect him to answer your prayers and to hear what you're saying, but wait for an answer. Listen for him to respond to your prayers. Prayers are not just a one-way communication.
所以当你祷告的时候，要仔细的聆听神的话语，要知道，真的是要知道说，我们要做的事情。
Then, encouraged by your relationship with God and out of gratefulness and service to him,Be about doing the work of the Lord. Commit your ways to Him, and He will provide all that you need.
然后我们要借着神给我们的这个鼓励，给我们的这个支持， 然后呢，我们去真的是为着神去做工，然后把你的所有的一切交给神。
Today is the day that we honor Jesus as Messiah. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the highest heaven.
今天就是我们可以真的是在这里大声的敬拜主基督耶稣的日子。何塞纳，那归于大卫的子孙啊，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, and glory to the Son of God.
那我们真的是要把所有的赞美荣耀归于主，也是把荣耀都归向他的儿子，我们的主基督耶稣。
Time for the benediction.